They serve their country, but increasingly more of them are ending up homeless. We're talking about former members of the Defence Forces. The charity representing them, Ogli Náisiúnta na hÉireann, is today beginning phase two of its veteran home expansion plan. Three new homes in Cork, Limerick and Newbridge at a cost of €3.5 million. It aims to have 80 single bedrooms nationwide by 2028. Barry Gallagher visited its flagship veterans home, Brú na Fian, in Dublin.
Four walls and a roof. Three meals a day. A friendship.
Irish Defence Forces veteran Sergeant Chris Donovan describing the simple, yet in his words, life-saving services provided by Brú na Fian and Smithfield, known as the House by its residents. Since opening its first home in 1994 under the motto of No Veteran Left Behind, about 1,100 veterans have used ONE's housing services, with more than 90% moving on to permanent housing. Retired Regimental Sergeant Major Richard Dillon has been Brú na Fian's manager since its inception.
We're basically here to ensure that ex-members of the Defence Forces who need a home or who have become homeless are supported. Everybody is provided with an ensuite room. There are three meals a day and they come and go throughout the period. What we'll do is if somebody needs to get medical cards or they need a doctor or they need to get legal advice, or medical assistance, or counselling, or AA, anything like that, then we'll try and step in and try and provide that for them.
Residents of the 35-room home vary in age from 25 to 75. Among them, Sergeant Donovan, who after 23 years in the Defence Forces, struggled with PTSD on his return to civilian life.
You come back from these places and you have hypervigilance. To take yourself from that level of operational awareness just doesn't happen. My living circumstances had been sparse. Me and the car were getting too friendly with each other, you know. I was sitting at the Harbour Clorehead and the phone rang, and it was Richard, and he goes, "Come here, we've a place for you, come down to me." That sentence just turned my life around. I'm testament to how it works, that it works well, because it saved my life, and that's what it does best. It saves lives.
They went up over the headquarters after they took the tunnel. That's the battalion that were involved in it, and that's that tenant there.
ONE also have six veteran support officers stationed across the country, offering veteran-led, peer-assisted counselling services to others making the same transition. Former Brú na Fian resident Tony Stafford now serves as its VSO.
Like many people that use my own service today, I was one of those people that had a marital breakdown, and following a divorce, I found myself homeless. As soon as I come here and I was accommodated with a roof over my head and a will to live, I found out more about the organisation, that they're not just ceremonial and turning up for parades, but they're about homelessness, they're about helping people on. What I wanted to give back is what they gave me. They gave me a lifeline. And I find working with people on a daily basis that they need a lifeline, they need a bit of help and support or somebody to listen to them in order for them to move on in their life. It's not all over when you become homeless. It's actually the beginning of a different journey. And we're here to bring them through that journey in any way which we can.
Relying on fundraising for some €950,000 of its €1.7 million yearly operational costs, the charity is now beginning phase two of its expansion, opening new homes in Cork, Limerick and Newbridge, taking their capacity from 51 to 69 beds over the next 12 to 18 months. A reaction to growing demand, according to the charity's CEO, Cormac Kerwin.
Our home in Cove is full, our home in Athlone is full, and our home in Letterkenny is at 80% capacity. And I would be absolutely confident that on the opening of our homes in Cork, Limerick and Kildare, that they'll be at full capacity within that 3 to 6 month window. Unfortunately, the need is there in relation to an increase in our awareness of veterans that are homeless. The level of ambition in relation to the development of our defence forces is leading to a greater investment in the defence vote. And with that, then, the so what of that will be that our soldiers, sailors and airmen will be experiencing probably more complex environments in which they're operating on. And so what of that then, from a veteran perspective, is that we would see in time that there'll be more veterans potentially looking for the support of our charity in relation to services.
That's Cormac Kerwin. He is CEO of Oglaigh na Siúnta na hÉireann, ONE, ending that report from Barry Gallagher. And the Defence Minister has said an Office of Veteran Affairs will be established by the end of this year.